From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Earlier this month, President Bush placed limits on federal funding of research using human embryonic stem cells. Scientists who want federal money must use lines of cells created prior to August 9th. Well, now, some scientists say that this existing stock of cells may be contaminated by mouse viruses, which could delay the testing of stem cells in people. But, as NPR's Richard Knox reports, not all scientists think the risk of mouse viruses will be a major obstacle.
Scientists believe that all the existing stocks of human embryonic stem cells were grown alongside mouse cells. Sarah Opitz shows how it's done. She's a lab technician at the Whitehead Institute in Cambridge, Massachusetts. First, she takes a small vial of human embryo cells out of the deep freeze and thaws it out.
So now what I'm going to do is put this in a centrifuge and spin it down so that the cells collect all at the bottom in a little pellet. And now our spin is done. So we'll take the cells out. So now you can see a little pellet of white cells down at the bottom.
Opitz takes the pellet and mixes it with a red liquid that contains nutrients. Then she pours the human stem cells on a layer of mouse blood cells. The human cells need something the mouse cells make in order to grow. But the mouse cells could contain viruses that might infect the human cells, and that may be a problem.
It's definitely being perceived as a problem that we don't even know the boundaries of yet.
Eve Harold represents the American Cell Therapy Research Foundation, which funds research on diseases that might be treated with stem cells. She says the threat of contamination by mouse viruses sharply limits the usefulness of existing stem cell lines. And under this month's decision by President Bush, scientists are stuck with cells that were grown with mouse cells.
These cell lines were not cultivated anticipating the type of decision that's been made by President Bush.
Long before the stem cell debate, the Food and Drug Administration decided that growing any human cells with animal cells poses a potential risk. Harold says anyone who proposes to transplant such cells into patients has to meet very high safety standards.
The FDA is now looking at transplantation of these cells as xenotransplantation, which is, from animal to human. It's a much more cumbersome review process, and I think the upshot of it is that it's going to postpone for years the ability to bring any kind of actual human therapy to market.
Not necessarily, says Dr. Hugh Auchincloss of Harvard Medical School. He chairs an FDA advisory committee on animal-to-human transplants. Auchincloss agrees the federal agency will be wary of any human stem cells grown with animal cells, but he thinks scientists will be able to satisfy the FDA's concerns by the time anyone's ready to do human stem cell experiments.
I think it's going to be possible to do that. I think it's going to be possible to do that relatively quickly. I don't think it's going to turn out to be a major expense, such as other people have suggested. I don't think that this concern is going to turn out to be the major stumbling block or hurdle or limitation on progress in this field.
One way around the problem is to grow human embryonic stem cells without animal cells. In fact, Opitz and her colleagues at the Whitehead Institute are working on that right now. But Auchincloss says mouse viruses are a distraction. The bigger questions may be things like, who owns existing stem cell lines? Will they share? And how robust are the 60 cell lines the White House says it's identified? Richard Knox, NPR News, Boston.